In the name of Jesus. Our text is a lesson you just heard read. The year was 1907. Argentina and Chile were about to go to war over their long mountainous boundary. They could not agree upon its exact location. Each claimed territory that the other claimed. Over the course of several months, the military forces of each nation towed bronze cannons up the mountain roads to the highest pass. They used llamas and other pack animals to do so. Finally, the cannons were all lined up in rows, the Argentinians on one side and the Chileans on the other. The commanders were ready to give the order to fire when suddenly came word by a messenger that the boundary dispute had been settled by political negotiation. Now, an interesting thing happened after that. The two countries melted down the bronze cannons that had been lined up against each other. From the bronze, they made a large statue of Christ, which they called Christ of the Andes. That statue stands to this day on the mountain boundary of these two countries in that high pass. In one hand of this statue, which is Christ, is a cross. The other hand is extended in blessing. And at the base of the statue is a plaque which is inscribed, "He is our peace, who hath made us both one." Now, isn't that a wonderful story? All we have to add is, "And they all lived happily ever after." However, this story, although true, is not exactly what our Lord promises in our text today. No, in our text today, Christ promises quite the opposite. Number one, that he has a painful baptism to undergo, his suffering, his crucifixion, and his death. Number two, that he has come to cast fire upon the earth, the work of the Holy Spirit and judgment. And number three, that he comes not to bring peace, but to bring division, even within households, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, etc. He clearly states that he is not coming into the world to bring any form of worldly peace. So we really shouldn't be surprised by war in Iraq, or that there is civil war in Eritrea, or in any of the other many places where people are warring today. Now, these words of our Lord about division really hurt, don't they? For we all prefer a romanticized Christianity. You know, one with little cherub angels singing their songs, and a Christ who is so loving, so inviting, so welcoming, that he never says no to anyone or to anything, ever. If we're honest, we prefer to sing "How Great Thou Art," or even occasionally "It Only Takes a Spark," rather than "Smitten, Stricken, and Afflicted." Yes, we too would prefer to avoid a bloody cross. But a Christ without a bloody cross is no Christ at all. And from the cross comes this division. This division, which our Lord speaks of, is based upon him alone. Some believe him, some reject him. Some see that he is God in the flesh, some refuse to acknowledge that fact. And oh, how hard it is when we see this rejection even among our own family members. We witness to them. We pray for them continually. I can talk to you out of personal experience about this because I know you have similar personal experience. I have a brother who is 2 years younger than I, raised by the same parents, catechized by the same pastor in the same Missouri Synod Church, and he has run from the gospel. I have four wonderful children who I dearly love, the eldest of whom never goes to church. You have these experiences too in your families and among your friends. Jesus indeed did not come to bring peace but a sword. But even in the face of this horrible division that pains us, we see comfort. When Jesus asked in the 12th chapter of Matthew who his mother and who his brothers were, he pointed to his own disciples and he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. You and I are the Lord's mother and brothers in that sense." The gift of faith in the atoning works of Christ, has given us a faith-based family. After all, if President Bush can have faith-based initiatives, we can have a faith-based family. We are knit together in Christ through faith. So even when we are discouraged about the spiritual condition of our own friends and our own relatives, we rejoice that we are one in Christ. And when we do speak about division, we also think of that baptism which our Lord underwent, his crucifixion, because there an entirely different type of division occurred. Heaven was forever divided from hell. The Lord was divided from the devil. The church was divided from the world. Justification by grace through faith was divided from all false theologies and all false soteriologies. And as a result of this blessed division that was accomplished at the cross, you and I know that we are never divided from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That we have the peace which indeed does pass all worldly and all human understanding. That our sins are forgiven by the blood of his cross. And that even earthly divisions in our human families cannot separate us from the love which is in Christ Jesus. Now, would you trade that peace, that eternal gospel peace, for an earthly peace within our homes? No way, Jose. A captain of a fishing boat was caught in a hurricane. Everyone was surprised when the boat finally steamed back into port, unscathed by the storm. People asked them, "How did you ever make it?" The captain replied, "We could see the seas raging around us. We could hear the wind howling in the distance. It was pouring rain in every direction. But by the grace of God, where we were, there was no rain, no waves, no wind, but only a peaceful calm. We were preserved by being in the eye of the hurricane, so we just kept checking our bearings to make sure that we stayed there." God keeps us in his eye continually, and he reinforces our bearings in him through word and sacrament. Earthly divisions cannot overcome the unity which he has given us in Christ. Storms may rage, even indeed father against son, but we have the continuing, ongoing peace of Jesus Christ forever. To slightly modify the words of the plaque on the base of the Christ in the Andes, of the Andes statue, he is our peace who has made us all one. Soli Deo Gloria propter Christum. Amen.